This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, February 19th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, House Speaker Davy Carter on the next steps for possible Medicaid expansion in Arkansas and the Steel Mill Super Project. Plus, our tech ambassador, Tyrell Dennison, explains what Facebook wants you to do now.
First, the Arkansas House has approved changes to the state's lottery-funded scholarship program. Lawmakers voted 69 to 21 yesterday to pass a measure that would create a tiered structure of awards for students that starts at $2,000 for freshmen at four-year colleges. The award would increase by $1,000 each year, capping at $5,000 for seniors. Students who are enrolled full-time at two-year colleges would be eligible for a $2,000 scholarship each year. Supporters say lottery funding can't sustain the current payout of $4,500 per year for university students and half of that number for community college students. Republican Representative Jerry Gilliam of Judsonia is the bill's sponsor.
We've been able to increase the cap on non-traditional students from $12 million to $16 million. And I think that's the key to this legislation because the statistics behind the non-traditional students and their graduation rates, if we're going to meet the governor's goal, this is a key part of the bill here.
Democratic Representative Darren Williams of Little Rock spoke against the bill.
The purpose of the lottery that we sold to the people who voted on it, or that it was sold to the people, was to increase the number of four-year degree holders. I don't believe this recommendation furthers the purpose and the intent which we told the people that we're going to do, we were going to abide by when they voted for the lottery.
Other opponents say they're concerned the measure would drastically have an impact on students' ability to afford college. If approved, the changes would take effect for the school year that begins in the fall.
A bill that would cap state spending growth at 3% or less will likely head back to committee after the House of Representatives failed to adopt amendments proposed Monday by the bill's sponsor. House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman, a Republican from Hot Springs, says his bill does not delegate constitutional authority away from the legislature in deciding how to make budget cuts, as it has been accused of doing.
As the legislature is in charge of the money, this bill fulfills that duty as it controls the spending of state government. DFNA already provides the GDP estimates that they took exception to in the committee hearing. This bill does not ask DFNA to do anything new from what they already do.
The governor and the state's Department of Finance and Administration have disagreed. Among other things, Westerman's amendments would have said the spending cap applies to net annual revenue instead of gross revenue and would protect the state general improvement fund.
Two historic bridges in downtown Fayetteville that have been near areas of decay and redevelopment will soon receive a facelift themselves. Tonight, the Fayetteville City Council considers awarding a $279,000 design contract for a rehabilitation of the bridges on Lafayette and Maple Streets. The two bridges span over the Arkansas and Missouri Railroad and are on the National Register of Historic Places. City engineer Chris Brown says that though the bridges look worse for the more than seven decades of wear, a preliminary design study conducted by the city found the bridges are still relatively structurally sound.
There are some bearing plates and some structural elements that are relatively easy to fix that need to be taken care of. But the main thing is just, you know, the aesthetics, the railings. Obviously on Lafayette, the one railing has been hit and is pretty severely damaged. So those need some significant restoration. I'll be looking at the sidewalks. Some of them are pretty deteriorated. The bridge deck, there's a retaining wall on the Lafayette Bridge that will essentially need to be replaced. It started to rotate on us. So there are some structural items, then also the aesthetic pieces. Both of the bridges had lighting on them, and we'll be looking at replacing those.
Chris Brown says because the bridges are on the historic register, care must be taken to maintain their historic significance.
We will have a process that we'll go through working with the State Historic Preservation Office to make sure that the historic integrity remains after the projects are done. So, again, there's a process of looking at the elements, and you restore it if you can. If you don't, you try to replicate it and put it back in accordance with the original design. We do have the bridge plans, so we know, you know, what how it was constructed originally. So, again, there's just a process in working, and we'll work also with the highway department.
80% of the project's cost will be covered by federal highway bridge replacement and rehabilitation program funds distributed by the state highway department. The remaining 20% of the project's tab will be picked up by the city through the city's transportation bond program approved by voters in 2006.
A big donation will help in the construction of a national U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith. The project is expected to cost $50 million, which includes its building, endowment, exhibits, and the costs of its first year of operations. The museum's vice president, Jessica Hayes, says while no date for its opening has been set, she's proud to be part of the Marshals Museum.
The museum is about the U.S. Marshals Service. They were founded by George Washington in 1789. In fact, about 6 months into his presidency. So they've really been around since the establishment of our nation.
Hayes says Margaret Speer Carter, the daughter of the woman the Melanie Holt Speer Foundation was named for, has now donated $200,000 to the museum.
The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics is releasing new unemployment numbers for the month of December. In both Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley statistical areas, unemployment edged up for the month. In Northwest Arkansas, unemployment rose to 5.1%. That's a 0.5% increase over the November numbers. The unemployment rate in the River Valley metro area also increased by a 0.5% from November numbers, resting at a rate of 8.1%. Both figures are below the December 2011 national jobless rates. Following last week's series against Western Illinois in Fayetteville, the Arkansas Razorback baseball team dropped a bit from its first-place ranking in a few polls. The Razorbacks dropped the Sunday game against Western Illinois after winning Friday and Saturday. The team hasn't fallen far, though. The team is ranked second in this week's Collegiate Baseball Top 30 poll, third in Baseball America's Top 25 poll, and second in Perfect Game's Top 25. One baseball note, because of the threat of inclement weather for Wednesday, Diamond Hogs are now playing a doubleheader today against New Orleans.
Increasing clouds tonight with lows from 21 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 31 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow there is a 60% chance of precipitation with a chance of snow in the early morning in northwest Arkansas. There is a 70% chance of precipitation with snow and sleet likely before noon in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night there is an 80% chance of rain and freezing rain in northwest Arkansas and a 90% chance of rain and thunderstorms in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect lows in the lower 30s.